start your day the same way, Rabbi Yehuda Marmerstein.
Kedoshim to you. You've got to be Kedoshim. Is it reachable? Is it accessible? An ordinary person can be a Kaddish. Possible to be Kedoshim to you. Today's first yahrzeit of my sister-in-law, Rochel Bas Chaim Moshe. I was thinking, Kedoshim to you, everyone understands, sounds like an instruction for very great people. Regular people is no Kedoshim to you. So Torah says no. Dabe el kadas bnei Yisrael v'matalim kedoshim to you. It's accessible, everybody. Kadas bnei Yisrael, everybody. So the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says on this, ki liyoysa yizborach bo lahaze sa'odim al-chasidus u'kedusha. Likno yisruach anashoma le'damois le'boir yizborach. Yesh bnei odom genam gam bnei ish toyim mederech haseichel. Ba'omram, they say, ki loy ko odom roi lekach, v'zoich leze, ki mchad b'dora, v'trei b'dora, maybe one in the generation, or two people in the generation, could possibly aspire to such greatness. V'yisrash l'alidei kein, milalois b'sulam hashleimus b'toyre mitzvahs. This nag b'chasidus. Ach loy kein hu. Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says this is incorrect. This is wrong. You're wrong to imagine that it's only for special people. Kim she'ein ish b'Yisrael, there's not a single person in Klal Yisrael, shelo yasig im yirtze lalois b'toyra v'kishrin ha'maisa v'izboided b'chassidus ad kodosh yoyim aloi. There's not a single yid anywhere, not a single Jewish person in the world who couldn't, if he wants, reach the levels of Torah, V'kishon HaMaisa, and Chassidus until he's a Kodesh. Al kein lahoiro yizet, sivu yizborach v'amad abel kod asmi Yisrael, v'matalem kedoshim tiyu, ki hikiles kulam lahoiroisom, ki kol ha'edem mukhonim lakach. He says it, the Rebbein Shem says it to us to tell us that absolutely everybody's included. Every single person is muchan lakach, is ready for this. He says, you might have thought it's like to cover, to make sure that the people to whom it applies hear the message, you say it to everyone. Like we know, the Rav in Shul is very upset that there's some people who are talking. So he gives a drosha about talking in shul. But he doesn't mean the people who keep quiet. He just means those yechidim who can't keep quiet. Those yechidim who talk the whole time, who chatter. So in order to cover everybody, he gives a drosha, and there are five people to whom it really applies, or 10 people to whom it applies. So we might have thought, Dabel kas mi'isra ma'akla imkadoshim to you is the same thing. But the Rebbein Shem is writing in the Torah, b'kadoshim, because there are some people in every generation who are shaykh to the Madrega of Kedusha. So Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says, no, that's incorrect. So this obviously begs a question. What is the question which we're all disturbed by when we hear this? How is it shaykh? How is it possible to reach Kedusha? So many people will say, well, it's about aiming high. And there's a very, very famous story about a man who came with his son to Reb Chaim Volozhin. And he said to the yeshiva, I'd love you to take my son into the yeshiva. I learned here in this yeshiva. Please, will you take my son into the yeshiva as well? So Reb Chaim Volozhin fed the boy and spoke to him and spoke to the father. And then he said, no, I'm not taking him into the yeshiva. The father says to Rav Shiva, why not? Why won't you take my son? Was he not good enough? Did he fail the faher? He says, no, not at all. It's just because of you. What do you mean it's just because of me? It's just because of you. You said to me that the reason why you want your son to come to the yeshiva is because you learned in the yeshiva and you've turned out to be an Elch HaBalbos and you want your son to be the same. I can't accept your son. Your father brought you to the yeshiva and said to me, I want my son to be a Godel B'Torah. And how have you turned out? Be a fine Elch HaBalbos. If you come with your son and you say, I want him to be a fine Elch HaBalbos, Eretz Zayin a bandit. He's going to be a gangster. He says, you know, you've got to have big hasogos, you've got to have big ideas. Godless. Sheif of the godless. So Al Shech HaKodesh is coming lafuka that. He's saying, no, no, no. Da'abel Kodas Me'isomatim Kodeshim to you is Mamash Kodeshim to you. There's a famous verse of the Rishna. The Rishna once said, says in the Chazal, Matalim Kodeshim to you, Yochel Kamoini, Tamad Loim Ki Kodesh Ani. So he said, Yochel Kamoini, it is possible you can be as holy as me. Yochel Kamoini, you can be Kodesh like me. How do you do it? Talmud Loima, teach yourself to say, Ki Kodesh Ani. Modern psychology, they talk about self-talk. You can change your behavior, cognitive behavior therapy. This is malach to change your behavior by talking to yourself. Not too loudly, otherwise they think you're mishugana. Maybe you are. But they think you're crazy if you talk to yourself loudly. You talk to yourself quietly. Self-talk is very important. The Chazal is saying, Talmud Loima Ki Kodesh Ani, say to yourself Ki Kodesh Ani. Be aware of your potential. Let's try and understand this better. The end of Haftorah, the Haftorah of the end of Pesach was Haftorah about Mashiach. It's also big ideas. Mashiach's coming. Is Mashiach coming today? I don't know. Could be. Achakele? Is he coming today? Erev Shabbos. Shaila, is he going to come Erev Shabbos or not? It could be. Achakele Yucholi Mashiavoi. So Mashiach's coming. We have a whole description in the Novi of what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. The most startling thing about it, most surprising thing is, the Novi tells us when Mashiach comes, the diet of the animals will change. The carnivores become herbivores. The animals which eat one another up, they're going to change, become vegetarian. Such a big, interesting change. Mashiach comes, the wild animals, lions which eat meat, they eat other animals, they won't want to eat meat anymore. They'll go on a new diet, become vegetarians. And what else is going to happen? God's even careless. A wolf, which normally eats sheep, will sit there nicely, they'll get on very nicely. Ariyech al tevin. What else will happen when Mashiach comes? So can Ephraim. The jealousy of Ephraim will disappear. What's the pshat in this Haftorah? I want to suggest a very simple thing. Chazal tell us at the time of the Mabul, why did the animals drown as well? Because Hishchisus Darkom. How could it be Hishchisus Darkom? How could it be they did terrible things? They're animals. Animals just act with instinct. Animals don't have any Bechira. They don't have Yetzahara, Yetzah Toiv, pulling opposite directions. The Teretz is they were mushra from the human being. Human beings didn't behave themselves. The animals copied. So that's the Pshat Mashiach. While we're eating each other up, the animals eat each other up. When we stop eating each other up, when people have harmony, they get on with one another, then Sorokinus Ephraim, so automatically, the Ari Yechel Tevin. Of course the lion's not going to eat other animals anymore. Because he's only eating other animals because he sees humans eating other human beings. Not necessarily because we're cannibals. But we're eating other human beings in the sense we're always fighting. Friction. Politics. So it's poshut. That's why the diet of the animal is going to change when Mashiach comes. Why is that a consequence of Mashiach? Because when the Gula comes, it says, Molor is Deus Hashem. The whole world is going to be filled with knowledge of the Rebbeinu Hashem. What does it mean, knowledge? We know Hashem now. We don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, of course we do. Anybody knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. You see a world, there must be a creator of the world. It doesn't take great intelligence to figure out there's a creator. You see design, there must be a designer. So what's the difference between now and then? The answer is because it's Deo Es Hashem. Deo means Chibur. When Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai to get the Torah, they didn't get the Torah and say Na'asiv Nishma without something that was a Hakdoma for that. What was the Hakdoma? The Hakdoma was once throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, once they encamped without friction. Just once. It Rashi says every other encampment, we're talking about the greatest of the greatest, the Doideya, but every single time they camped it was Machlokes B'Tarumas, except for the Vayichan Shom, because that's the Chibur with Hashem, that's the real Deos Hashem. Deos Loshen Chibur Vayeda or Meschava Yishto Yeda is that is Chibur. So when the Torah says Kedoshim to you, what, how does one achieve Kedoshim to you? I don't know if you noticed it, in this week's parashah in Kedoshim, twice it says, I might have thought that Shabbos should be dismissed, Shabbos should be pushed away by something else. So the Torah says, no, Shabbos is more important. Ishin revolv tirov, es shabsoi se tishmoiru. Es shabsoi se tishmoiru mikdoshi tirov. I might have thought you could build a base of Migdash on Shabbos, because Migdash is so, so important you could build on Shabbos. No, you can't build it on Shabbos. Migdashi Tiro. Shabbos is a Tishmoyu. Tzadim Migdashi, but Migdash says, Kivad Alvayim. Why does the Torah focus on these two things, telling us, I would have thought this and I would have thought that? What's the Havmina, what's the Maskona? I'd like to suggest the following Mahalach, and this is really the whole Inyan of Kedoshim to you, what Kedoshim to you is all about. Pesach, you may have noticed, another miracle mentioned in the Kriyas HaTorah. What's the miracle? That when you go up to the Oyla Regel, you go to Yerushalayim, three times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, a miracle happens. What's the miracle? Many miracles. One of them is Lo Yachmid Ishes Hatzcha. Akrias Torah for Chol HaMoed. Lo Yachmid Ishes Hatzcha. Nobody will want you to take your land. You'll come back, it's all safe and sound. It wasn't because you had such great security systems. It wasn't because you posted guards there. No one will want your property. Why? Why will no one want your property? We could have had another system. We could have had a system whereby there's a rotation system, go up to the Oyla Regel once every three Yom Tovim, not every single one. We could have another system of having guards. We could have employed guards. We could have special high fences put up beforehand. No, everything's going to be fine. The answer may be very simple. What is Yerushalayim? What is Mokim HaMikdash? Mokim HaMikdash is Hishtachvo Lifnei Hashem. Hishtachavisem Lifnei Hashem Lekecho. It's Hishtachvo means His Batlus. Yerushalayim is the place where Akedas Yitzchok took place. The Akedah took place in the Mokim HaMikdash. What is the Akedah? The Akedah is when the human being says, you, Ribbono Yerushalayim, you're in charge, I'll do anything you want. I'm completely bottled to you. I'm completely toffled to you. That's Akedas Yitzchak. So someone who comes to Yerushalayim, he sees an amazing miracle. What's the miracle? Lo oma odma oylom tzali amokim sholom Yerushalayim. Nobody's bothered by anyone else. Because there's a complete hisbatlus. When there's complete hisbatlus, there's no more friction. There's no more quarreling. There's no more arguments. Everybody's got his place. I've got my place. You've got your place. We're not competitors. Nobody's a rival. So therefore, oimdim tzfufim, mishtachim revochim. Mishtachim and Ravochim, once you're mishtachva, once you're willing to be mevatel yourself, then Ravochim is tons of space. It's space for me, it's space for you, it's space for everybody. It's only when oimdim, when you're stuck, when you're rigid, when you're not willing to budge, when you're not flexible, then tzufim, it's awful. It's torture. It's Gehenna. Mishtachim and Ravochim. So when Yidden come to Yerushalayim, they're going to a place of bittul kina. They're going to a place where there's no such mussar as kina. Why? Because you're mechubal amalo, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ish chubal ayachtov. The umbilical cord between heaven and earth is Yerushalayim. That's the umbilical cord, that's the joining point. The joining point between heaven and earth is Yerushalayim. So if you're davening to Rabbein Yerushalayim, you're going to Rabbein Yerushalayim, you're going to Yerushalayim, there's no mokum for kina. So everybody says, fine, you know, you've got your place, I've got my place, you're not a threat to me, I'm not a threat to you, your business doesn't take away from my business. There's no kinna at all. This complete hisbatlus tashem. So automatically, if you are noki from kinna, if you're free from jealousy, nobody's jealous of you either. So liyachmel ishasatzch. You come back to your house, everything's safe and sound, you haven't had any burglars. Nobody's broken in. Nobody's tried to take away or even move. They could even easily move the posts of the fence just to make the territory a little bit bigger. No, nobody will take anything from you. Why? Because you've got no kin, and then nobody's got kin on you. So that's why you're meant to give a kohen benching. It's the kohen's a tovayin. Because if you give benching to somebody who's not a tovayin, he's going to want all the stuff for himself. If somebody's got Tov Ayin, he says, I want for me, I want for you as well. The Kohen's got Tov Ayin, he's got a different type of person. Because it all comes from the Hezbatlus. The complete Hezbatlus, where's it really coming from in Aaron? It's coming from Aaron HaKohen. Because Aaron was the one of Ruach of Asomach Beliboy. Because Aaron's middah is Ruach of Asomach Beliboy. He says, you know, you're not a threat to me. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu has been chosen for this and I've been chosen for that, because Moshe's meant to do that and I'm meant to do this. So that's why the Kohen Gadol, the Aaron, he's the only one who can go inside Kodesh Kedoshim. Because Kodesh Kedoshim is the place where we really see most of all, there's no such thing as threat. There's no such thing as taking away. Because you measure the Oren Ein Min Hamidah. You measure from the Oren to the wall and the Oren on the other side and you add it up. It hasn't taken up any space. Because really, you never take up any space unless you see others as a threat. That's the Oim Svuchim Shachm Revochim. So that is Batlus, is Migdosh. That's the real thing in Migdosh. Migdosh is complete his Batlus to Rabbi Yisrael. So I've got two mitzvahs here. I've got a mitzvah of Moira of Oim, and I've got a mitzvah of Migdosh. What are they? What is Moira Ovoim? What's Migdosh? Well, Moira Ovoim is his batlus. As a person's appreciative of his parents, as he has a Koros HaToiv, so he realizes he has everything from his parents, and there may be L'chayel HaMazef, therefore there may be L'chayel HaMabol. Like I said last week, I had a Gvaltik Kasha last week, I'm afraid the Kasha. How can it be the Torah says V'chay Bohem? And on Rashi brings a Chazal, Sifro, V'chay Bohem means Olam Habo. It can't mean Olam Hazeh, because Olam Hazeh, people die. So V'chai Bohem must be Olam Habo. So the plea Atzuma is, but the Gemara learns from V'chai Bohem that you're meant to be Oiva on Averis to stay alive. If V'chai Bohem doesn't mean this world, V'chai Bohem means Olam Habo, so how can it be that V'chai Bohem comes to tell me to live in Olam Habo, and V'chai Bohem is telling me, do the Avera to live in Olam Hazeh, to stay alive in this world? Doesn't make sense. So I said, a very simple teretz. Rabbi Yochum says, Das Chochma Musa. Tzmichas Olam Habo me'Olam Hazeh. You know what you're doing here? Olam Habo. It's all Olam Habo. Everything's Olam Habo, because the whole of Olam Habo is only from Olam Hazeh. So the Torah says, do all the mitzvahs, what for? V'chai Bohem, to live in Olam Habo. So that's why you've got to stay alive. V'chai Bohem me'Olam Hazeh, so that you can have V'chai Bohem me'Olam Habo. So there's no steer at all. That's V'chai Bohem. It's glatt, simple. V'chai b'ahem means live in Olam Habo. So I want to get to Olam Habo. So don't say this aveira. I'll give up my life for it. You're not allowed to give up your life for it. Only give them aveiros. Don't give up your life for it because you want to get to Olam Habo. If you want to get to Olam Habo, stay alive as long as you possibly can. Because the longer you're alive, the more mitzvahs you can do, the more Olam Habo you can get. So the whole tachlis is Olam Habo. So now we've got Ishim Rav Tiro, Veshapsois Tishmeru. Mikdashi Tiro, Shapsois Tishmeru. What's it saying? The Torah is saying as follows. There are two completely different levels here. There's this amazing level of his batlus. You have that in Meir Ovoi. His batlus. A child is an independent individual. It's very hard for parents to let go of their kids. It's one of the huge challenges of teenagers. Because teenagers are like half kids and half adults. The teenagers, they're like kids and they're like adults. They want to stand up on their own 2 feet. The parents have a huge difficulty of letting go, letting your child go. He wants to be a human being. He wants to be a stand-up by himself. And here the Torah says, Ishim Ovov Tiro. Meir Ovoim. What's Meir Ovoim? What do your children have to feel towards you? They must love you, but not. They don't look at you like you're a big brother. It's Meir Ovoim. It's Meir. It's Pachat. Not being scared, but tremendous respect. It's a big mistake, think, but Ishim Rav Tiro means the children are meant to be scared of their parents. If they're scared of the parents are doing something wrong. Parents aren't raising them the right way. Completely the wrong way. Ishim Rav Tiro means the children should have tremendous respect for the parents. I can't say that to him, he's my father. I can't say it to her, she's my mother. Just can't do it. Not because I'm not allowed to, I can't. That's Moira. So it's his batlus. There's something even greater than his batlus. Even that amazingly high madrega of his batlus for Kodesh Baruch Hu is not the ultimate level. The ultimate level is being one with Hashem. The ultimate level is not fear of Hashem, it's love of Hashem. Being one, echod is Yud Gimel, is one. Avo is echod. Avo is 13, echod is 13. You know what else is 13? Kedoshim. This book. It's written in the Torah without a Vav. Kedoshim is 13 as well. It's Echot. Yeah? Kedoshim is 13. This book. Kedoshim is 13. Echot, it's one. So that's Shabbos. In Shabbos, Avraham says there's a chasna between the Yid and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every Shabbos you get married. So every week is Shev Brachas. Every week is Shev Brachas. It's Shabbos Achasna. How's Shabbos Achasna? There are 3 different Shemar Esters. Friday night is Atik Adashto. That's Kedushim. Shabbos morning is Yismach Moshe. That's Nesuin. And Shabbos Mincha is Ata Echod. It's the Yichud. It's the Havol HaBeisoi. It's the third stage. Same thing Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, perhaps, one could say. Pesach, what's the first stage of Shemar Esrei of Yom Tov is Atah B'Chatanu, because that's the theme. The theme is Atah B'Chatanu. Remember how special we are, Hashem chose us as his nation. But Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos is also the Kedushin, it's also a Chasna. Because Pesach is Kedushin, we got married to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shavuos is the Chuppah, everybody knows the Kavalei Ma'akigiga is like a Chuppah. And Sukkos, Sildim and Nusu, inside Hashem's house. It's Havol HaBeisa. It's the third stage. So it's also, it's 1, 2, 3. The Chasna is Shabbos. Shabbos is the Chasna of Klal Yisrael. Avraham says this about the Chasna. Every Shabbos is the beginning of a Chasna between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. So we can understand, do you know why, when you have on the one side, Meir Ovoim, Ishim Rav Tiro, and you have the other side, Shabsoisa Tishmeru. Why does Shabbos win? Because Meir Ovoim is his batlus, and Shabbos is much more. Shabbos is Achdus. Shabbos is being one. It's interesting that in Shabbos it's called the Roza de Echod. It's the secret of oneness. It's oneness in Knesset Yisrael, that's why it says Shabbos is the Inyan of Sheves Achim Gam Yochad, of being together with others. We're meant to spend Shabbos with people, not alone. But Shabbos, it's a oneness with Hashem, it's our chasna with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the highest level. That also explains why there was a Havamina that we should be allowed to build a Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. Because really, like all the Sfarim say, Shabbos and Mikdash are very similar to one another. Shabbos is Kedusha in Zman, and Mikdash is Kedusha in Mokum. So they're the same Bechina. We learn one from another. We learn that Lamates Malachas from Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Binyan HaMishkan. But they're not the same. Because in Asiyas HaMikdash there's his Batlus. In Mikdash, it's like we said, the Mikdash was built on the place of Akedas Yitzchok, where man says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in charge, you're in charge, you're in charge. I surrender myself totally to Beir Olam. That's his battles. So that's why Oymus Vuchim Shlach Mervochim, that's why the Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash are Nisim of surrender. Lo Kivug Shom Me'eshel Atzem Arocho. The rain didn't put out the fire on the Mizbeach. Why didn't the rain put out the fire? Because there's complete surrender, there's complete acceptance. There's no more friction. There's no more territorial wars. There's no more turf wars of you've got yours and I've got mine and mine's encroaching on yours and yours encroaching on mine. No, like kivug shamei shlatz marocha. There's the fire and there's the water. There's no problem. Fire and water don't disturb one another. Like it says, the vot of Motch Banet, the Gemara says in Brochas, Harek Deirba Chaloim Yitzap Elisholoim, somebody sees a pot in a dream, he should expect peace. What on earth has a pot got to do with peace? Let's start with a P, but otherwise what's the similarity? What's a pot got to do with peace? And the answer is the two greatest opposites in the world are fire and water. When you have a pot, you're able to make peace between fire and water. You have the fire underneath, you have the water inside the pot, and the water doesn't put out the fire, and the fire doesn't destroy the water. On the contrary, the fire helps the water, and the water helps the fire. And that's really the best example we can possibly have when we try and work on peace. In peace, it's not about who's going to win. Many people approach any situation of conflict with who's going to win this one. And peace will take place when my enemy's destroyed. That's not really peace. Peace is when you have the fire and the water. And the water gains from the fire and the fire gains from the water. So there's Loikivuk Shomei Shatzim Arocha, this complete Sholem. Yerushalayim is the place of Sholem, the place of peace. That's his battles. But it's not Echod yet. It's not Shabbos. So I have a mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. Well, that's not the goal. The goal is v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Don't just have a mikdash. The mikdash is his batlus. There's something higher than his batlus. V'shachanti b'soicham, where the Rebbeinu Shem says we can have a chasna. We can get married. We can be together. You can have an echod. As you said, kedoshim, because kedoshim is echod. Kedoshim is 13. Kedoshim is Avo. So Mela, the tefillahs, every time we daven, what are we davening for? We're davening for the Beis HaMikdash to return, but in a way we're not just davening for the Beis HaMikdash to return. Sechzeno ineinu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachmim. Perhaps we have a new explanation of the b'rachmim. That what will happen when Shuvcha L'tzion, it's going to be Berachmim. Berachmim meaning that each person will be concerned with the other person. There'll be no more friction in that sense. There's a Sasemes which I thought helps us tremendously understand the whole concept. Sasemes says, Rashi quotes Chazal Pashu Zunemer Bahakel. Why is it named by Hakel? Why is Kedoshim to you said at Hakel? De Ika Kedusha al yidei shemachnis odom atzmoi beklal Yisroel, ki HaKedusha shoyer beklal Yisroel, shiknes Yisroel, haknesia vahisachtus kol achiyos Hashem Yisborach. Val yidei abitl laklal lichoy niskadish. A person can be niskadish through a bitl to the klal. Later on, in the Sasemis and Tafrish Mem Tes, he says, Horemez shal yeis achdus beklal Yisrael zoich nekdusha, dichsiv, Hashem alikecho mishalich bekerev machanecho. Hashem walks bekerev machanecho, within your machne, v'machne Yisrael, shnivdeles nefreshes mitaruvus, oz hashchino beineim. V'isa b'shabas kodesh is achdas b'rozo de'echod, v'sitra achra arkis, the strachra runs away. And therefore the Kedush of the person is in his gala on Shabbos. So you see very clearly in this passage, in the Sfasemes, the connection between Shabbos and Kedoshim. The Kedush is in his gala through this Machanecho. The Machanecho, he says, Machanecho means Shabbos. Hashem alikecho mishalach b'kerev machanecho. Hashem is walking in your machne. Where is your machne? Your machne is Shabbos. That also explains why it says, al yetzish mim koimoy, a person can't be emshvi, a person can't get out of his place. On Shabbos you're not out of your place. What's Shabbos? You can't get out of your place on Shabbos. Is it restriction? Is it like you're tied down to one spot on Shabbos? The answer is no. On Shabbos, a person can be massive, a whole new level, then no one's a competitor. No one's taking away from you. Maybe with that, one could also explain the Gemara, which says in the beginning of the second parak of Beitzah, the Gemara says that Hoitzos of Shabbos V'yontav aren't included in the Cheshbon. It says, Kol Mizneis Shalom Chatzuv Loi, Roshon Radyem Kippurim, Chutz Moitzah Shabbos V'yontav, Moitzah Sponav Talmud Torah. What's Pshat? Because Shabbos is his Achdus. Shabbos is a oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the Chasna with Hashem. So then there's no competitor anymore. There's only competitors. There's only, but this will take away and this will take away. I'm going to lose out. I'm going to spending money. I'm going to lose that money. That's only during the week. That's only when you don't have the concept of oneness, of being on the same side. When, so to speak, a Dvar Mitzvah is on one side and my expenses are on the other side, it's like your bank account is divided in half. There's this, or not Dafka half, but these are my yontav, my mitzvah expenses, and these are for Hashem, and these are the other things, they're for me. But when a person goes higher than that, he says, you know, we're all on the same side. That's Shabbos. Shabbos, we're all on the same side. It's not like two sides. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam's part and there's my part. Yom Tov is a Chetzi Hashem, Chetzi Lachem, is the Hashem. No. There's a much higher level. The higher level is we're all on the same side. That's the Hisachdus of Shabbos. That's the oneness of Shabbos. So the Kedoshim Tiyu, in this parasha, there is this Moira Vayim is fantastic. It is batlus. There's something higher than his batlus, achdus. Being one, the chasna, Shabbos. Migdash is marvelous. It's fantastic. Migdash, you're completely bottled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally willing to accept anything he says, anything he demands of you. You do anything he asks. There's something even higher, the Shabbos. Shabbos is the chasna. So I thought, this also explains to us the Kikodesh Ani. The Yochel Kamoini, like the Rishna says, the Yochel Kamoini, you can actually be Kodesh like Hashem, Kikodesh Ani, Tamalim Kikodesh Ani. What are you saying, Kikodesh Ani? The answer is because once there's a chasna, it's not two sides anymore. If you go to a chasna, somebody once said he likes bar mitzvahs much more than chasnas. Why? His bar mitzvah, there's no other side. There's the other side. There's the mechatonim, the other people. The parents, bar mitzvah, it's my simcha. It's just me, just us. It's not the other side at all. So the highest level is when, it's only but the chasna is still this, you know, it's us and the mechatonim, it's us and them. But the higher level is when it's we. When it's higher, when it's much more than that. It's that, and that's what Das means. Because Das is Chibur. So the moral of Deus Hashem is Chibur. I thought that that's possibly a Mahalach in this great plea of Sphira. Sphira is the biggest plea. Haytochen, this is really Chalamoyed. We know Ptim Pesach Shu is Chalamoyed. Ramban says, Bechid of Chalamoyed. He says, Gvaltke Yomta, fantastic time. Hey, you're not allowed to get married now. You can't hear music. You can't shave. Well, what's going on? It's meant to be Yomtiv. It's meant to be the happiest time between Pesach and Shavuos. No. Something happened once upon a time. Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Okay. What's it got to do with it? It seems almost like random, like Agav. Nosson once said, Moide Kavod, Nosson Vachtfeld was kind of rocky, said, we look at Tzen Gedalia. We think Tzen Gedalia is random. It shouldn't really come there. It's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It doesn't belong there, Bechlal. It's got no Shaykhus. You got Rosh Hashanah, you got Yom Kippur, and now we're starting talking about Chum Rabbis. It's nothing to do with it. It's like out of the place. The day after Rosh Hashanah, so he says, no, it's not random. You know why? He says, because why was Gedalia killed? Why was he assassinated? Because he wasn't Mekabel Lashon Hara. He says, I never Mekabel Lashon Hara. But it's the Tayaris, you've got to be Mekabel Lashon Hara. You've got to be Mechayshish. Mechayshish, it could be true. Protect yourself, or they're going to assassinate you. No, I'm not Mekabel Lashon Hara. He says, the day after Rosh Hashanah, the first thing we have to learn is change. Don't be stuck in your old habits. You never ever do change. Now it's time to change. So here's what I was thinking between Pesach and Shavuos. It's the time, we're approaching the Chasna. What you need most of all when you approach the Chasna, when you approach the Hizbatlus of Eichon Shom Yisro Neged Ho, the Kovod Zeh Lazeh, what's the Kovod Zeh Lazeh about? What does it mean to give Kovod to the person? A person thinks he's losing. He's paying a price by being nice. If you say hello to somebody, it costs you something. You smile to somebody, it costs you something. It didn't cost you anything. You didn't lose anything at all. You lost nothing. You lost zero. It says, Eizim Chubad and Mechabas Habrias. What's the Chiddush in it? Because you might have thought that the person who's Mechabas Habrias, so he's a Mavuza. He gave away his cover to Yenim. So he's got less covered now. He was Mechabas Habrias. So the Mishnah says, Puk Faked. Eizim Chubad and Mechabas Habrias. You gave it away, that means you've got more. You gained from giving. You became richer from giving more tzedakah. You get rich from giving money away. It doesn't make any sense. You give money away because you get poorer from it. It doesn't make any sense. You get rich from giving away. If I don't give away, then I've got it in my pocket. So no, Eizim Chubad and Mechabas Habrias. So it's saying over here that in old COVID, it's because you think it cost me something. I'm losing something. No, you're not losing anything at all because we're on the same side. Really, we're on the same side. On the contrary, I'm growing and you're growing from it. So the way to be making for Shavuos, the way to get ourselves ready for Matan Torah is when we get ready with the idea of being on the same side. And that's why perhaps it's 7 weeks. It's Shabbos. And Shabbos is that is Achdus. The Shabbos is the oneness. Shabbos is becoming one together. Having a chasna, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with Knesset Yisrael as well. The Kaladas Bnei Yisrael Ma'atalem Kadoshim Tiyu. It's all together. And it's that togetherness which ends pain. Because pain comes from not accepting that we're different. Not accepting we've all got our own parts. We've all got our own part to play. We've all got our own song to sing. We all got our own ideas to contribute. We're not competitors. There aren't any rivals. That's the whole goal of Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael Ma'atalem Kadoshim Tiyu. The Kedusha, the oneness with Hashem, comes from that concept of the Chasna. And every single Shabbos, we've got a chance to renew that idea. So we have Moira of Aim is his batlas, now we've got something higher. We've got Migdash, which is his batlas, we've got something higher. We've got Kedoshim Tiyu, which helps.